Travis and Jamar podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.
Do it. Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
Well, summer and hope are in the air, especially after this weekend's heat wave. Plus, several provinces reported the lowest number of new COVID infections in months. Yesterday, Ontario actually only logged 663 new cases, which is the lowest number that we've seen since October. But it's been under 1,000 cases a day for days now. So this is just all positives over here.
Very good. Very good news. You know, it's just another indicator that things are actually working. The lockdowns, which have been uncomfortable, are starting to work. The vaccines, which don't feel good when you get it in your arm, starting to work. Things are working.
Exactly.
That just means
summer 2021 is on the way.
I hope so.
And, you know, I love love, and I think love is lovely and all the things, but I kind of think Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are just overdoing it a bit with the PDA. The latest installment to the love story of Kourtney and Travis, Kourtney posted a TikTok this weekend with her BFF, Addison Rae, singing along to a Blink 182 song in matching Blink 182 hoodies. Of course, Travis posted a photo of her in it and with a bunch of hearts, and she reposted it, yada, yada, real cute. Anyway, the video went viral this weekend with 7.6 million views in 24 hours. And again, yes, it's cute. But another couple showing some PDA that the internet can't stop talking about is Beyonce and Jay-Z, and how amazing Beyonce looked on their date night on Saturday night to the Brooklyn Nets versus Milwaukee Bucks game at the Barclays Center. They were sitting courtside, looking giddy and in love like two teenagers. And even though Queen Bee was in a mask the entire time, she looked drop-dead gorgeous. But I mean, if you're Beyonce and you're finally able to step out in the first time in forever, of course, she's going to come super correct. But truly, her and Jay-Z were super cute and affectionate. All of the photos show them holding hands and giggling and whispering to each other. So again, love is lovely.
good times, sunshine and hand-holding. That's summer.
Exactly, right? It just screams summer. But that's what's trending. I'm going to post those photos up on the Chum 104.5 Instagram page.
Very nice. One magazine article cited her toned legs, right?
A lot of people are coming out with toned legs after just being stuck in the house.
Yeah,
nothing to do.
I'm not one of them. But all good. It looks like she got her winter leg day in.
Chum 104.5 Horoscopes. Aries.
Hey Aries, you can either resist responsibilities or see them as an opportunity to make an impression. If you're holding back, then it may be because you prefer to chart your own course rather than follow the rules. However, embracing these tasks could allow you to showcase your skills. Your day is a 6.
Gemini.
And Gemini, you could ignore feelings that are telling you to look after yourself or to take a break. However, if you can tune into your body a little more deeply, you may sense that some self-care might leave you a little more upbeat. Your day is a 7.
Leo.
And for the Lion Pride, we may decide to challenge something that seems to have become an accepted way of doing things and facing reluctance from others, as feelings about this matter might be entrenched. Choose your battles wisely, Leo. Your day is a 6.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
It works.
It works. It works. Hello.
There we go.
Hello.
It works. Isn't it great when the tech works?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
It's awful when it doesn't work.
It's awful when it doesn't work. And what's the first go-to? Unplug. Plug. Unplug. Plug. So we're plugged in and we're happy to be back. Nice to see everybody on Zoom and nice to be back on the radio.
Yeah, man. Speaking of tech working, they're working really hard to change aviation, which is a change, but it's a change back to what used to be. United Airlines has just ordered 15 supersonic jets from an aviation startup company called Boom Aviation.
That's pretty cool. These are really sleek-looking machines.
Yeah, they look great. They look like something out of a movie, like out of Independence Day or something like that. But they're supersonic jets, meaning that they will fly faster than the speed of sound. So that speed will get you from like Newark Airport to London in 3.5 hours.
Or San Francisco to Tokyo in 6 hours.
That's crazy.
For about $5,000 to $7,000. We're not talking first class. We're just talking all class.
Right.
You don't even have time to open up your almonds and have a sip of your coffee. You'll be there.
Well, do you remember, you of course remember the Concorde, right?
I do. You know why I remember it? Because we would see it.
Yeah.
It was very exciting when you were down, when we did breakfast in Barbados. Mm-hmm. We would see it fly in every once in a while. And it was just like, wow, they just came from London. This is exciting. And it was just a first class all the way. And now I think there's a hangar in Barbados where you can go see the Concorde.
That's cool.
And then they discontinued it. And I don't even remember why.
I think because it was just really expensive. And
yeah.
From what I remember, it was really loud. See, where I grew up, mm-hmm. I lived right literally across the water from JFK Airport.
Right.
So we would see the Air France and the British Airways Concordes maybe like once a week or something like that.
Yeah.
And when those things flew by, it would shake the entire neighborhood.
Right.
Like literally car alarms in the whole neighborhood would be like, rear, 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 because it would fly and go, and this was just takeoff. This wasn't even like full cruise.
Yeah.
So it was so incredibly loud. And eventually, of course, they decommissioned them. But it looks like they're bringing some iteration of it back. This is not going to happen, Marilyn, until about 2029, though.
Yeah.
So we have like another 10 or so years before we start seeing these in any significant amount of use.
They're talking about it. They're ordering them.
Yeah.
They're going to try them out again. I think that people are going to be willing to spend that kind of money eventually. See, a lot of people have their own private jets too.
Mm-hmm.
People I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not friends with people with their own planes.
Yeah.
But they find that even a better thing. But I like the speed. Get there, you know, be there on time, get there really fast. I just remember the Concorde only going a couple times a week.
Yeah.
And I remember the Saturday 3:30, 4 o'clock arrival. But you saw it all the time. Every day did they come in?
Nah, I think it was like once a week.
Yeah.
It was usually on the weekends I'd hear the Concorde. Like, some crazy, ridiculous sound.
Well, you know, Jamar, they've got fast trains now.
Yeah.
Why not planes again? Let's try it again.
Oh, we'll see.
Yep.
Hopefully it's environmentally efficient, too. We'll see. Well, I don't know about that part of
breakfast
it.
Breakfast in Barbados. We could do breakfast anywhere you want to go with Chum.
A couple times a day you could hit those
keys. Sure. I
woke up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
When you talk about the rate at which people are getting divorced these days, this stat that I'm looking at may explain some of it. Half of people in North America surveyed said that currently their current partner is the worst partner they've ever had in bed. Half. 50% of them. That means 50% of people are getting in bed and they're like,
because you've been living with them in lockdown for the last 18 months.
Wow.
How can I miss you when you won't go away?
That's crazy.
Right?
Well, that's it. That's wild.
So we get bored with ourselves. Obviously, we get bored with our partners sometimes, I guess, you know?
44% of those people said that the encounter in the bedroom was so bad that they actually stopped in the middle of the act. That's embarrassing.
That's terrible.
Can you imagine what
that's like? Terrible.
Like okay, this is done.
Oh, no.
Let's just go to bed.
No. Have you ever had that happen to you?
No, never. I don't even know how that works.
I don't even know how that works.
I mean, we were only young, but like my first girlfriend, sure, yeah, it wasn't great. I'll be honest.
But I mean, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, exactly. We just hadn't been out in the field long enough.
You haven't had enough times at bat, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, this stat makes me sad because you have to work on it all the time. You know, you just can't not work on
it. Well, I'll tell you what I think.
You can order things on Amazon, you know.
That you can do that. But there's also, I think when couples are getting together, you got to look out for the chemistry. There's a thing called chemistry, and it's a real thing. Like, when you get with somebody and you first meet them and, you know, you don't know each other very well, but there's a thing, like a spark, where it's like, oh, my goodness, there's something about him or there's something about her. Like, ooh, her smell, her, you know, way she... It's just, you got to look out for the... I think chemistry is more important than people give...
I do, too.
You understand?
But if you've been with somebody for a long time, that kind of a honeymoon stage lasts probably a year and a half max. You got to find it. You have to look for it. You just can't take it for granted. As soon as people get arrogant about the relationship, oh, you know, he's fine or she's fine, that's when trouble starts. Huh. That's when you don't pay attention.
That complacency. That's
Yes, that's the word.
Yeah, Yeah.
So I think with lockdown, they're saying, hey, the worst I've ever had. Well, you probably have never been locked down with anybody for this amount of time where you can't get away and go do other things and be with your friends and then come back and have the greater appreciation. That's what's happening there, you know? And also, let's face it, in a lot of cases, it wasn't good to begin with.
Right.
And now you're really irritating me, you know? So that's another thing. I'm telling you, the number of people that are filing for divorce is very huge right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So once the charcoal has gone out, how do you light it back up again? What's the best way to get things going again? Because I know with a number like this, 50% of people, there's literally one out of every other person listening to us talk about this right now is going, yeah, girl, I know exactly what you're talking about. How do those people get it back?
Well, I'll tell you, get it back. Yeah. You get it back in little ways, like, you know, little doing favors for your partner.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm always the one taking out the garbage. Well, why don't you just surprise them and you do it without them asking? Those little things really add up. Like making sure that you don't leave socks around the place, Jamar.
Uh-oh.
You know, making sure cupboards
are
closed.
What if I'm leaving chocolates around the place, too, with the socks, right? Or what if I'm leaving roses around?
I just think that some people get really mired in the chores. We're going to talk about chores later on, but like chores of things. And I'm always doing this, and I don't feel it's reciprocated.
Yeah.
And I think that's where you get locked in, you know, when you're adulting. It's not fun when you're adulting.
I'll tell you what the therapist tells me, all right?
Oh.
This one comes from a doctor. The therapist says that you got to do the glass half full, not glass half empty, when you're referring to your partner. As in, a lot of people refer to the relationship as like in deficit, like, oh, they'd be great if, or this would be better if. It's really your mindset. If you start thinking about the person in the relationship in the sense that the glass is half full and it's only going to get more full as you guys communicate more, then you start feeling better about the person by saying, like, oh, wow, I love when they do this. I love when she does this. When you start thinking that way, you will start acting that way.
And it could be in any way, shape, or form. When they do something, you go, that is pretty cool they do that.
Now, the 6:30 games on Chum.
Let's get into the games. Playing on Team Maryland this morning is Ronnie.
Hello, Ronnie. Hello, Ronnie.
Hello.
How you doing? Where's the energy, Ronnie? Come on, it's Monday. Come on.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay, there he is. And Sylvie's on Jamar's team.
Sylvie. There we go.
Hey, we got the energy.
Has some winning energy.
Up for grabs today, the new iRobot i3 Plus, just in time for Father's Day. It's another great thing to have. You get a little remote. You got it on your phone. You can tell it where to go. You like that idea, iRobot?
Absolutely.
Yeah, make life a little bit easier. What's today's game?
Today we're playing the Google Predicts games. Goes like this. On Google, when you type in a search, it predicts what you're going to say based on what most people are asking. Mm-hmm. We will start the sentence, and then we'll give you multiple choice. You have to tell us which of the three is the most searched term on Google, okay?
And Ronnie, you're up first. Okay, do tennis players A, pay to enter tournaments, B, wear sunglasses, C, live longer? This is for Ronnie. Which one do you have to say, A, B, or C?
A.
Pay to enter tournaments. That's exactly right.
All
you're
right.
On the board, Ronnie. There's the energy.
Sylvie, there you go.
Okay.
Are the Junos A, in French, B, live, C, Canadian? What's the most searched?
What was the first question?
Are the Junos A, in French, B, live, C, Canadian?
B.
B as in boy?
Yes.
Okay, that is wrong. Most people are searching, are the Junos Canadian? I'm guessing they're not Canadian who's searching.
I think so. I think that might be it.
Or else they would know that.
But right, Jamar, is it's the most search, what people are searching. So this is for you, Ronnie. Will my dog know A, I'm pregnant, B, my baby is mine, or C, if I die? What are people searching?
A.
No. They say my baby is mine. Your dog will know that? I don't know. Anyway, craziness. Okay.
Sylvie.
Yeah.
Is pollen A, high today, B, worse this year, C, yellow? The most searched is?
High.
Yep. A. Is pollen high today? Yeah.
You both are on the board now. Okay. Let's see if you can do this one. Okay, Ronnie. Number three, is ice cream A, the same as gelato, B, the best dessert, or C, the most popular dessert? Which is most searched?
A?
No, it's C, the most popular dessert. That's what people are searching. Okay, Jamar.
Why do teachers always A, complain, B, want your camera on, C, look at me? What are people searching the most?
Is this for me?
Yeah, this is for you, Sylvie.
I'm so sorry.
Why do teachers always A, complain, B, want your camera on, C, look at me?
Ooh, B.
B, want your camera on. I would have thought that too. It is actually most searched A, complain. Why do teachers always complain? That's what everybody wants
to
know.
We have a tie.
We do have a tie.
I asked you both to pick a number between 1 and 2,000. Ronnie, you picked 746. Sylvie, you went 638. The number I was looking for was 1,002, which means Ronnie is our winner today.
Ronnie, you got the new iRobot i3 Plus just in time for Father's Day. Whether you're a dad or not, it comes in real handy. Your carpets will never be cleaner and your floors will be, well, you can see your reflection in them. Enjoy, Ronnie, thanks so much for playing. And Sylvie, thank you, too.
Very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Nicely done. The 6:30 games, done. Tomorrow, they star you.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
And we're back at full strength. And you were gone for a week. Did you spend a lot of time indoors or outdoors? Oh, or was it a mix?
There was a mix, a lot outdoors. But then the night would fall. And I thought, oh, I get to stay up and I'll have to get up early. So I watched Cruella.
Okay.
I thought it was excellent.
Okay.
I love the soundtrack to it.
You know what I said? I said Cruella was kind of like a Bridgerton without, you know,
yeah,
other stuff.
Without that stuff.
Yeah, but it was in that vibe, basically, you know, yeah, the over the top, the costumes and the...
Yeah, she had like 40 costumes. And I saw that Emma Stone and Glenn Close, who played it in the live action version, were both producers of that film.
Yeah.
And I thought Emma Thompson was great. But anyway, I hear they're going to do a sequel to that. And I can see that happening because it was kind of left open. Mm-hmm. We won't wreck it for you, haven't seen it. I finally got caught up on No Man's Land on Crave.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
I loved it. And what I loved about it is it deserved every Oscar that it got. Frances McDormand being the lead character, Fern. But more than anything, it is a lot of those people in that movie are real. Like, yeah, they are who they are. They are nomadic.
Real nomads, yeah.
Yeah, and they get whatever vehicle that they have, and they live off the land, and they take side jobs here and there across the United States. And whether they are a Vietnam vet or something happened to them that was they didn't want to stay tethered to a home. It was really good.
What a life, eh? I mean, just you know, there's more than one way to live this life, and that's one way to do it. Some people pack everything up, put it on their back, and they decide
that's
to live
it.
Everywhere.
It's amazing. So I found that was really good. And I saw, we won't wreck it, but I know Azalea and I were watching Mayor of Easttown with on Crave, which was so good. 7 episodes. If you haven't seen it, I'm not going to say anything, but great writing, great acting, right, Azalea?
Yeah,
that was so good.
I wish I could binge it all over again. It was
me
that
too.
Good.
I might do that again and act surprised. And then I got caught up in another show called Unforgotten, and Miles, you know all about that.
Yeah, real good crime detective drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what it is when when somebody dies years and years before that, they're the detectives that find out, because of all the new DNA stuff that they can do and all the research that they do, that these guys don't get away with it. And it's such a great show. So, yeah, I'm into these crime dramas. I think Mayor of Easttown got me started on that sort of thing.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up. Mornings on Chum 104.5.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to turn on the television and you watch these sitcoms and these shows and you hear the parent go, "Did you do your chores?" And they'd be like, "Yeah, Mom, I did my chores." And they'd hand their a crisp $5 bill. I'd be like, what? Like, what is this? Like, what? Where is this? What life is this? Because when I was growing up, we did chores, but we just had to. Like, on Saturday mornings, I would either do one of three different chores. I would sometimes vacuum.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I would clean the toilet and the toilets or even the bathtub sometimes.
Yeah.
And I was in charge of washing my parents' cars. So I'd wash the cars, vacuum them out and stuff. That was my chore.
That was me too.
Yeah.
Ronica's listening going, what happened?
Whatever. That could be no further from the truth. I feel like that's all I do now is chores. And I think it's partially because I grew up doing them, just knowing that that's just like your responsibility as someone in the house.
Yeah.
You know?
I did the same thing. I think I was the son in the family of four daughters. I did the cars. I did the cleaned out the garage. Cleaned my dad's golf shoes.
Yeah,
you know. And also, I just remember when my son turned 12. I remember I had a therapist on the show one day, and they said, "Hey, congratulations!" You say to your kids, "You're 12 years old. Guess what you get to do? You get to do your own laundry. Yay!
Funny.
No money. No money.
No money, right?
Yeah, so the chores are to make you a better adult. So, about I don't know. Some people do allowances for chores. I'm thinking my dad would say, if you want to go to the amusement park, you got to get all these things done.
Yeah.
And then we can go.
And then we can go. It's a different way of thinking about what the chores are for. Sure. A lot of families do it the other way, Marilyn. A lot of families pay their kids to do work because they feel like it's an incentive, you know, makes them feel like they earned something, makes it a little more rewarding. But a popular mom blogger is going viral. Her name is Destiny Ann. Maybe you guys follow her. She's gone viral on TikTok because she says not only does she not pay her daughter for chores, but she pays her daughter to do hobbies. Like the things she likes, the things that she's into. When she does her hobbies, when she's passionate about different hobbies, like, you know, gymnastics or maybe whatever it is,
right,
she'll pay her to do those things. The thinking is that if you pay your child to do their hobbies, they'll start thinking as their hobbies as almost like a career. And you get them into the mindset as they grow up to think that I should be getting paid to do things I love. And then they make the things they love into their life's work. I actually like that idea a lot. That makes a lot of sense to me. Take a listen to her.
I do pay her for the things that she's passionate about. So she came to me and she said that she wanted to do gymnastics. And when it got difficult and she was like, I don't want to go to practice, I don't feel like it, I said, you know what? Let's make this your job. I'll pay you for that. And my belief behind it is that I want my daughter to know and have a positive association with money and feel like I can choose something that I feel good about. I can leave my family for 8 hours and actually go do something that is going to make me feel fulfilled and lit up so that when I return to my family, I have a full cup and I can actually get paid to do something that brings me joy. And so I incentivize her passion so that she can be more disciplined in it, but I do not incentivize with money things that she does not enjoy doing.
What do you think about that?
I gotta think about that.
I gotta think about that. I love it. I love it so much. I'll tell you just even a story from my life.
Okay.
When I first went to university, my freshman year and my sophomore year, I was choosing these stupid majors that I had no business being in just because I thought, oh, these are the majors you choose when you want to make money.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, choose this to make money. Do this to make money. Flunked them, did terribly, bad grades. If I had just thought about, hey, the things I should be doing in life, which is oddly where I landed, the things I should be doing in life to make money are the things that I love. I would have saved so much more time. I wasted a lot of time and money trying to do things that I did just because I said, this is what you do when you want to make money. And look where I landed, doing what I love for money. I kind of landed where I should have started. You get what I'm saying?
I would have done what we're doing now when we first started out, like, you know, like for me back in the 70s, you wouldn't have to pay me. I loved it so much.
Yeah.
So that's passion. Passion, like with any job that you have, you should have some passion associated with it. Getting paid for that? I don't know. I'm just thinking about my violin lessons. I still have my old violin somewhere collecting dust. If my dad would have said, look, I'm going to pay you to practice, I don't know. If I didn't really like it.
Well, if you didn't really like it, you didn't really like it.
So then I have a choice of it. So I have to think about what she's saying, though. Like, I understand where she's coming from. I wonder what parents are having to say about this. What's been some of the comments?
Well, a bunch of people say that they pay their kids for chores. Some people are saying that they don't pay their children physical money. But almost 2 years ago, this one texter said she wanted the latest iPhone. And she told her that if she wanted it, she'd have to do some chores that they could agree on, sign a contract. She kind of did a structure. Yeah. It's an interesting way to look at chores. You know, a lot of times growing up, kids do chores as a way to get money. You know, your parents give you $5 to go, maybe sweep the floors or whatever. And you think of it as something that needs to be incentivized. This popular blogger, Destiny, says that we should be incentivizing kids to do their hobbies so they could associate their hobbies with a way to make a living. I actually really like that. I don't know how you think about that. Who's the caller on the line?
Leslie's on the line.
Leslie.
Good morning.
Leslie, you disagree with that, huh?
I do. I think you said that the mom said she didn't want to go to gymnastics anymore. She said it was too hard, so she was going to pay her. I think if it's truly her passion and she really wanted to do gymnastics, she would just go. She wouldn't need to be paid.
Right, right.
I get that, but, you know, not that I'm the standard for this, but I kind of look back at my own life. My mother put me in piano lessons, and I I hated piano lessons because no one on the block was playing piano except me, and so I felt like a loser.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing it. And now music is my career. This is what I do. And you know what I wish I was fluent at? The piano. I wish I'd not stopped taking those lessons.
Would you, if your mom would have paid you, I don't think you still would have done it.
I might have, you know, because time I was like stealing her money to go buy comic books and play video games. Yeah. So a little extra cash would have worked. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to know. I just know that I agree with you. If you don't want to go to practice, and you don't have the passion to go, you don't want to do the gymnastics, then I wouldn't pay them. I wouldn't pay them either. If you've got a passion, you want to go. You can't. It's almost like you don't have to get paid to go. You're so excited about going. But there's that structural stuff too about team sports, showing up on time, and those are the lessons that all those things. You might not become an Olympic gymnast,
right,
but it's showing up on time for a practice and being part of a team. Yeah. Well, thank you for your call, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, Leslie. Good opinion. Yeah,
Have a good morning.
You too. It's about finding that balance between what a kid's passion is and when they're just kind of just giving up and saying they just don't want to try. That's what
You know? And that's when you have to be a really good listener as a parent, right?
Yeah.
You know, what is it? Is there somebody there that they're not comfortable with? Is it because they don't really like it? Mm. Am I forcing what I wanted to do I never got done as a child onto you? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I hear you with the music thing though.
Of course. You know, some things develop later in life, and it, you know, at least at the point that you're learning, maybe it's good to just keep developing those skills until you get there. I'll tell you what I do now with our child. He's only 2 years old, but I have him unloading the dishwasher with me. I have him packing the washing machine with me because I just want him to know that chores are just something that we just do. It's not an option. This is just how we live. We do these things together. So,
well, you know, if you get these things done, then we can go to the park.
That's a good one.
If we can get this done, we can go to the amusement park, or we can go for a walk, or we could go play soccer. That's the kind of thing that my parents did, And then when I wanted to go to the amusement park, they'd give me $10 because I finished all those things and I was able to go with my friends.
The fun with the incentive packed inside.
Jamar, is the offer from your mom still on the table? Because I'll learn the piano if you pay me.
Really?
$2.50 an hour.
Yes.
$2.50 an hour. There you go.
Give her a buzz.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Yes, we do have somewhat of a rough draft of what we're going to do on the morning show, Jamar. And then there's this little part that came up for this break. And
okay,
the break,
all right.
What does it say?
I don't know why it says this.
Why does it say this, Miles?
On the show rundown.
It says,
what do you want to?
And I went, and guys, what are we doing on this?
Friday brain.
Yeah. So was it Friday Brain? Okay.
This will be like the what do you call it? The potpourri section on Jeopardy. It could be anything.
Well, do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. So I'm going to defer, if you guys don't mind, to Azalea, because she's got a story that she sent to us over the weekend. I thought, what? Tell us, Azalea.
Yeah, well, there was this chicken nugget that was sold for, I think, about $100,000 or something like
what?
That.
Yeah,
and the
crazy
reason is because it looks like a character from a TV show.
There's there's a video game called Among Us.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a video game. I was like, what?
And this chicken nugget just so happens, it came in the BTS chicken meal. Remember the BTS meal they were selling at McDonald's the other day?
Yeah.
There's a chicken nugget that has an odd similarity to the Among Us character. And it kind of just looks like, if you don't know what it is, it looks like an A. You know, just like the letter A, but it just kind of, I don't know how else to describe it. It's got the two little feet at the bottom and then it's kind of round at the top. Anyway, this chicken nugget looks like this character. So between being in a BTS meal and also looking like the game Among Us character, on eBay, someone decided to put the chicken nugget up there for sale. Almost $100,000, as Azalea said.
And?
It's wild. Yeah, like...
Any takers?
Yeah, people want it.
But if you flip it over, it looks like Arthur, I think. Or it looks like maybe Mickey Mouse.
We have to post it. We got to put this up because I have no idea what you guys are talking
about. The seller of the chicken nugget promises that when you get it, it will be frozen and sealed so that when you do get it, it'll be completely fresh. And it will still, well, I think those chicken nuggets like last forever. So I don't
even. I think they do. They're like a Twinkie.
Right.
Okay. It never goes away. So that brings me to, did anybody ever get their dipping sauce for the BTS meal? Or is it still up?
Well, Miles got the BTS meal, but someone teethed your sauce, eh?
Yeah, that's right. I remember
someone
that.
Someone took the sauces, just had dry nuggets and fries. They're all on Kijiji. They're going for, like, Azalea, have you seen this? $50 or something for these sauces.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know. I want to know who is buying these things. Who bought this chicken nugget for 100,000 US?
Someone's listed one here. $70 for an empty box, two sauces. It says, bought on June 2nd, $70, will arrange delivery, smoke-free home.
What?
Well, that makes me want to buy it smoke-free home.
Sold.
And I saw on TikTok that they're washing, the people who did use them, they're washing them out, the containers, and then sealing them again and putting them up on their shelf as a...
Let's go back in time for just a moment. When let's say McDonald's, who are friends of the show, we love them. But any time they would say, just short supply only, you get their Flintstone characters with a Happy Meal.
Right.
So everyone went out to get a Happy Meal to get Barney and Fred and everybody else. Okay, now, years later, you're cleaning out your kid's closet and you see all these things, right? And you're going, well, now what do I do? They're not worth any money. They're not worth anything.
I beg to differ.
You think so, Mr. Marvel Universe guy, whatever.
If I could go back in time once again.
Sure.
You got to look when your kids are playing with toys and stuff and look what can be a collectible. And things are even, they're even more valuable when you have a full set. So if you're one of those parents that collected all those Happy Meal toys, but then you have a full set and you can display like, this is... $19.99, all of the Happy Meal toys for that year, that has value.
Yeah, I've just found one. Look at this. From 2013, if you've got Jerry the Minion from Despicable Me, $120.
Look what I'm saying.
What?
So I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing with my kid. I'm going to be watching very careful the things he plays with, and I'm going to be like, all right, we're not just buying one, we're going to buy two, and we're going to collect them all. Because in 10 years, you're going to be very rich.
1996, the... 101 Dalmatians figurines.
Yeah.
You've got the full set, $220.
I'm telling you, man.
Wow.
Remember when the Happy Meal did Fraggle Rock at one point? The vehicles and stuff like that? I bet that, I mean, I'm just pulling that out of my head, but I bet that's worth a lot of money.
$300, Fraggle Rock.
What? I just guessed it. I didn't even know, but I'm telling you, these things have value.
Are the Flintstones anywhere in that lineup? Because that's what I remember. Like, what do we need the Flintstones for? Okay. I stand corrected. And that was What Do You Want To? Portion of the program that we talk about anything any time.
It's the best thing we've done in months.
I am angry that my mother did not keep a sealed Super Mario Brothers cartridge.
That was sealed, though. These are not sealed. That's what I'm talking about.
Buy two. Seal one. See in 20 years, you'll be laughing yourself to the bank.
So you keep them, but at McDonald's, they didn't seal them. They just came rolling around in your French fries.
No, but they did. They put in a little plastic. You remember?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
All right.
Anyway.
Look at this. Someone's just texted in. I used to work at McDonald's, and I won the 101 Dalmatians full set at a Christmas party. About 15 years ago, I sold it for $300.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, man.
Not bad.
Wow.
You got to keep your eye out on the present because it'll have value in the future.
Yeah, no toys left. All right.
It's Chum 104.5. Speaking of value, we got a really valuable condo for you. Forever Fridays. Have you been looking at the website, Marilyn?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I was this weekend, I thought, wouldn't it be great just to be on the balcony at that place?
Yep.
Overlooking the water and just enjoying the hot weather with a nice cocktail.
That could be your life.
That could be your life.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
You feel any Mercury retrograde effects yet? You actually did. That's so funny. This morning when we started the show, Marilyn's machine that has us connected wasn't working. I'm gonna blame that on Mercury in retrograde.
Well, you know, I didn't get stressed out, though. And every time I was reading all of our signs about Mercury retrograde and everything, and it said stress. I'm thinking, okay, with you, Leo, you might reconnect with some people from the past.
Okay.
Which is good. But then there's a little stress with that, too.
Maybe they can give me back the money they owe me.
Ah, see, therein lies the stress. Yeah, but it's interesting. Like, when I look at, if you're going to look at this kind of a thing, it's like when something out of the blue happens that's not in your normal routine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that the whole Mercury in retrograde thing is mostly an optical illusion. It's when the planet seems to be moving in a backwards orbit than it usually does.
Yeah.
But they say that that whole thing causes, I don't know, technical glitches and stuff. So just think about what's been going on in your life, and can you blame any of it on Mercury in retrograde?
This morning, my little broadcasting setup wasn't working for the first half hour, so I'm going to blame it on that.
Turn it up! Chum 104.5's Forever Fridays.
Forever Fridays. What?
Chum1045.com, check it out where it says Forever Fridays. When you click on it, you will see the condo, which has all the amenities around it, including the stunning golf course. It has the waterfront, and it's also fully furnished.
And it's all new, all new. Just sell the stuff, Martha. We're moving in. Right?
That means that no one else's crud has been lined in the cornices, the corners and the crevices of the
microwave.
Place.
That's right. There's something about a new, brand new home. You know, just like remember the days when you moved in, maybe into a brand new apartment. That's always a good feeling. The phone is ringing. Why is the phone ringing? Hello? Hello?
You've reached Lynn, please.
Oh, Lynn.
Oh, well, Lynn.
Well, first of all, the word was picnic, so we had a lot of different variations after I spelled it twice and very clearly.
I know. Some people just
so what happens? Is that voice like they're using their voice application? Is that what they're doing? And it's turning into Nick Pick?
I have no idea what people are doing when they text in the keyword. And I also have no idea what people are doing when they try to win and they don't stand by their phone because we're trying to call you back.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll get a winner for Forever Fridays. Today's keyword was picnic. Five minutes are up, and we're just trying to figure out who's actually going to get that chance to open the doors at Friday Harbor.
Well, right now we're calling Cherry.
Let's see
Cherry, baby. Come on. Hello? The word was
picnic. This number has call control.
What?
Get through. Please press 7.
Get through. Push 7.
Here we go.
Go. Come on. Just trying to get through to you. There must have been a song about that. Yeah? Hello? Hey! Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Cherry?
Yes?
Hey, tell her the great news, Jamar.
Hey, Cherry, we got your text, and we're giving you a key that might open up that condo.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Finally got it. Thank you, Tom. Let me get it, okay?
And I'll invite
you for brunch.
Not up to us, but we'll take you up on the brunch if you do actually win.
Boy, we're getting invited to a lot of dinners and brunches and lunches. That's so nice. You're being so welcoming for a place that you don't own yet. But thank you. Well, good. You're in the draw for August 3rd. Put that in your schedule, okay?
Yes, thanks, Marilyn and Jamar. Love you guys.
Oh,
love you
too. Back.
Thank you. All right, well, there it is.
Wake up. Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
Did you see this story about the Italian guy that sold the invisible sculpture?
Invisible sculpture.
What is going on?
I don't know. It's called Lo Sono.
Okay.
And he sold it for, in U.S. dollars, $18,000, okay?
Whoa.
And I don't see anything.
There's nothing.
Well, I mean, I think I have it because I have an empty corner in my house.
I have one on my
desk.
And
there's nothing there, right?
I got one in my car right now, actually.
Yeah. So what the hell is this? Well, anyway, it's an unidentified buyer that bought it last month. It's in quotations here. The vacuum is nothing more than a space full of energy. And even if we empty it and there is nothing left, therefore, it has energy that is condensed and transformed into particles. That is, into us. And there you have it.
Okay.
What about that for a description on the artwork?
I think it's BS. I think he's winning. I think the guy figured out that if you just word something really, really, you know, say it really fancily, if that's a word.
Fancily. There you go.
If you say it fancily, then people will spend tons of money on it. $18,000 for an invisible sculpture, which is apparently just energy that you can't see, but it exists. Yeah, whatever.
Now, this guy guy is known for his invisible artwork. He exhibited Buddha in contemplation in Milan. And this week, his statue, Aphrodite Piange, I don't know what that means, was installed facing the New York Stock Exchange. Again, I'm going to say this. It's invisible.
He installed an invisible sculpture.
Can I just tell you, if it's not for the gram, honey, I'm not posting it.
There it is.
There you go. Boy, I don't, it's like Bitcoin, you know, like, do you get a certificate or something say?
That's different.
But I know, but is there like a certificate to say that you purchased it? I don't understand how this works.
I'm sure that he gives some kind of authenticity certificate or some kind of something to say that you bought it and that you're the idiot that paid the money for it. But I wonder who else is going to buy it after you. I guess someone will. It just won't be me.
It won't be me. I don't know.
I hope they get it insured.
Right?
Exactly.
Very easy to misplace.
Can you imagine telling an insurance company, hey, I need to insure my invisible sculpture?
He's getting away with it, though. There is something about him. This is not the first time he's done this movie.
It's the suit and the foreign accent, yeah. Trust me. Don't let some guy from, like, Kitchener try to sell an invisible sculpture. No one's buying it. But if he's from Greece, right? Like, whatever. Like, oh, let me get it. I'll take two.
Match. Game.
All right. It's Maria.
Good morning.
Hey, Maria. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Match Game. How are you feeling
today?
Thank you. Feeling good?
Yes.
Yeah? You've played before?
I follow you guys every morning.
Great.
Have you won the home version of it? Have you won?
Yeah.
Okay. And who have you matched with most, Jamar or MD?
MD.
Okay, so you're going to pick Jamar today?
No, I want to pick you. You're back from your holidays. You're fresh.
Super fresh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, all right. I'm going to close this down. I hope I can open it back up again.
I hope so.
You selected Marilyn.
We had some technical difficulties this morning with Marilyn's broadcast system. Let's hope that didn't happen now because there's a lot of money on the line.
Yep.
Let's go for $1,500. Maria, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Match game.
All right, Maria, 15 seconds on the clock as soon as I give you the first word. And this morning, that first word is study.
Study?
Study. What's your second word?
Study room, study hall, study hard, study room, study hall. Let's go with study hall.
Are you locking it in?
Yes.
Answer locked.
Hello?
Yay, it worked.
Yay!
Marilyn, welcome back to Match Game.
I'm so excited, Miles. What silly word did you choose today?
Well, 15 seconds will be on the clock once I give you the first word.
Sure.
This morning, the first word is study.
Study. Well, the first thing I think of is study hall. Study hall. Study. Study exam.
Running out of time.
Study hall. I'm going to lock it in. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Locking it in?
Yeah, locking it in.
Answer locked.
Yeah. Maria, what did you say?
Study hall.
Cool. What?
Matched up.
Game.
Maria has cleared out the jackpot.
Oh, Maria.
$1,500.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh, because I couldn't think of anything else of that. I remember going to study hall. Did I really study in study hall? Not really.
No, we didn't. No,
we didn't really. We're writing notes and, like, you know.
After weeks. Weeks. We got a winner finally.
Hey, and Maria.
Some of the other answers coming in. Study group came in.
Oh, study group. Yeah.
A bunch of people said study desk. I don't know about that. Study hall was pretty pretty big. Study partner. Study buddy. A study buddy.
What would you have said, Jamar?
I would have said study hall.
Good.
What was the study hall? Study hall is the obvious one.
Yeah. Good. I'm so glad. I didn't overthink it. I'm so happy. Oh, my gosh. $1,500. What are you going to do with that?
Well, my son's graduating grade 12, so I'm going to throw him a hell of a party.
Ah,
wow,
there we
happy
go.
Graduation.
Wake me up. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5.
Get up.
here I was planning to burn a couple calories today until Azalea let me know what today was. Oh, plans changed. What is today's holiday, you say?
Didn't I say that to you? Didn't
oh, was
I
that you who said that?
It was me.
One of you guys said that. I just blanked
chocolate,
out.
Chocolate. Chocolate.
I blanked out who said to me and just went to, straight to the information.
You, chocolate ice cream day.
How great is that?
Yeah.
Chocolate ice cream day. Everybody, indulge in the chocolate ice cream
okay,
today.
Okay, just getting plain chocolate ice cream. We're going to get chocolate ice cream with chips in it.
No, I'm going to get the Häagen-Dazs chocolate peanut butter, or should I get the Ben & Jerry's chocolate fudge brownie? Oh, my gosh. Either
isn't there,
one.
Isn't there an ice cream, too, with chocolate and cherries in it? Mmm, that sounds good. Oh, I didn't.
Oh,
didn't,
yeah, Cherry Garcia.
Is that Cherry Garcia?
Is that Cherry Garcia?
Yeah.
Is that Ben & Jerry's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is something about, you know, when you're having chocolate ice cream and you find, oh, a brownie. Surprise.
Yes, I had the half-baked one over the weekend.
Yeah. Did you?
So good.
Oh. Azalea, you going to have any chocolate today?
She's not an ice cream person. She's out of this conversation.
I'm not a chocolate person.
I can be talked into a chocolate brownie. I'm not an ice cream person. But I did go by Dairy Queen the other day and I thought, you know, a peanut butter parfait has a lot of chocolate syrup in it. That would be good.
There's something about chocolate, man. It just dances on your tongue. It's just so good. It's so tasty. Azalea, you're nuts.
What's wrong with you?
Are you crazy?
I just want a fruit bowl.
What?
Maybe some vegetables and
what?
Dip.
I know, right? Some vegetables. Yeah, pass her some celery. Oh. Get me the chocolate.
And dip.
Do you ever
dip
have...
Dip is not healthy.
Do you ever eat cheese? Just asking for a friend. Like, do you ever do...
I do like brie cheese.
I see. Do you dip your carrots into ranch dressing? Do you ever
yes.
have ranch? Okay, good.
See?
Yeah,
the chip
she's
is not healthy.
Oh, you are dangerous nutritionally. you're a risk taker is what you are.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.